知行英语。Listen and share.
大家好，今天和大家一起分享的故事是我的 Jack the Ripper。 那是杀人狂杰克吗？It was in the middle of winter, and I was staying after school to rehearse for a dance production I was in. When it had ended, I asked for my mom to come and pick me up, but she was at a bridge club. My friends offered me a lift home, but I said I would walk, being in the active mood. I walked outside,and it was already really dark. I looked at my watch, and the time was 7:30. 那是隆冬的一天。放学后，我仍然留在学校，因为要参加舞蹈演出的一次排练。排练结束后，我打电话给母亲，问她是否能来接我回家，但是他说他正在桥牌俱乐部玩牌，朋友们说可以带我回家，但我刚排完舞，心情特别好，想自己走走，所以也就没坐同学的车。我走出学校，天已经完全黑了，看了眼手表，现在是7:30。Ripper 是杀人凶手，而且是那种用刀把受害人砍成八块的那种，近乎变态的杀人凶手。Production P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-O-N 常见的意思是生产、产量，但是这个词也有演出、拍摄的意思。Pick up 意思是捡起、获得，但是 pick somebody up 这个短语就是接人的意思了。 Bridge club 是桥牌俱乐部，这类俱乐部在西方国家非常常见， Bridge 本身就有桥牌的意思。 Lift 在这里搭便车的意思，意思是朋友顺路把我捎回家。 Being in the active mood是现在分词不状语的一种用法，表示半词的一种状态。文中是指主人公刚刚跳完舞时的心情还不错。Let's go on. I walked for about 20 minutes until I came to the alleyway that lead to my house. This alleyway is known to be quite dangerous. Many people have been mugged down in broad daylight, including me. Anyway, I started walking down the alleyway, and luckily,the street lamps were still on. As I was about a quarter of the way down it, I had a sudden urge to look behind me, being kind of paranoid about things. When I looked behind, I thought I saw the figure of a man. He looked strangely familiar. His silhouette showed a top hat, a coat, which fanned out at the top and bottom, and he appeared rather tall. I looked closer, and fear swept over me as I saw what looked like a long knife in his hand. I turned around and started walking faster, being careful not to run as it might chase after. It wasn't long before I had another urge to turn around, and when I did, it wasn't there.走了将近20分钟，前面是一条小巷，通往我家。大家都知道这条小巷非常危险，这里即便是大白天也会有抢劫发生，很多人都遭遇过了，其中也包括我在内。但是我还是沿着这条路走了下去，不过很幸运，此时路灯还是亮着的。走了将近1/4的距离，总是感觉在身后有什么东西在跟着我，所以我忍不住回头想看个究竟。我向后望去，看见了仿佛是一个人影，而且看起来是那么的熟悉。他看上去身材高大，戴着一顶尖尖的帽子，身上的大衣从领口到下摆像是一面扇面一样伸展开来。我定睛看看，随即发现他手里好像拿着一把长长的匕首，当时我被吓得魂飞魄散。我转过身，大踏步地向前走，但是恐怕他会追我，所以又不敢跑起来。不久，我又想回头看，但是当我再回过头去的时候，他已经不在那儿了。Alleyway 是那种很窄的小道，可以理解成小巷、小胡同。 Be known to be 和 be known as 意思是相同的，意思是因为什么什么而被人熟知。用法上， be known to be 要和形容词副词连用，而 be known as 后面要连句子。到此为止，作者交代完了故事发生的客观条件：冬天晚上，一条以危险而闻名的小巷。 In broad daylight， 这里 broad 是明显的意思，短语的意思就是光天化日之下。 Walking down 和 go down 的意思相同，就是沿着一条路走下去。在与问路相关的对话中经常出现这两个短语。 Urge 用来表示一种内心的冲动。 Being kind of paranoid， kind of K-I-N-D-A 意思是相当。 Paranoid P-A-R-A-N-O-I-D 意思是偏执狂的，短语可以理解为有某种非常强烈的感觉。整句话就是在说我很强烈地感觉到身后有着什么东西，所以特别想回头看一看。 The figure of a man 理解成人影即可，不能理解成男人的影子。 Looked strangely familiar， strangely 用来强调熟悉的程度很深。 A top hat可以理解成尖帽子。 Fan out 意思是呈扇形散开。Sweep, S-W-E-E-P, 是在表示恐惧迅速地充满我的大脑，说明我非常害怕。好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，我们下期接着讲。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。